You have reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is Ezell. Are you currently in need of assistance?
Yes, please.
And are you calling from a safe location?
I am.
May I start with your first name, please?
Andrew.
And your last name?
Williams.
And could you provide a callback number in case we're disconnected?
904-673-3051.
And would you like to receive mobile text updates tonight, which includes the name of your service provider and their ETA?
Yes, please.
Okay. Message and data rates may apply. May I please have your policy number?
Yes, hold on 1 second. I'm trying to pull it up to give it to you.
All right.
Policy, sir. Is there a way that you can pull it up with just the VIN, or do you need the policy number?
I need the policy number, and I need the last six digits of the VIN number. Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, yeah, I found it. So it's FLAP00002095002.
F as in Frank?
Yes.
Okay. F as in Frank, L as in Larry, A as in Alpha, P as in Paul, 00002095002.
That's correct.
And may I have the last six digits of your VIN number?
Yes. It is 236815.
And what type of vehicle is it?
A 2006. Oh, no. Hold on 1 second. I'm sorry. That's the wrong VIN. Hold on 1 second. I'm sorry. I'm reading the wrong one.
Is it the correct policy number, though, or is that different also?
No, it's going to be the correct policy number. We just took that vehicle off. And I pulled up one of our old.
Okay.
Hold on 1 second. Just give me 1 sec. All right, last six are going to be 348480.
And what is the year, make, and model of your disabled vehicle?
2015 Chevy Silverado.
And may I have the color?
Red.
And what seems to be the reason for your breakdown?
My transmission is gone, or well, it needs to be replaced.
Does the vehicle still shift from park into neutral?
Yes.
And is this a four-wheel drive or all-wheel drive vehicle?
Yes.
And is it a result of an accident?
No.
And do you have a ride from the scene once the provider gets there?
Yes. It's actually at my place of residence.
Okay. And would that be the 523 Meadow Ridge Drive?
Correct.
Okay. St. Augustine, Florida, 32092. That's
correct.
That's the vehicle location?
Yes.
Okay. May I have the address where the vehicle will be towed to?
Yes, 3710 Spring Park Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32207.
Was that 37110 Spring Park Road?
No, sir. 3710 Spring Park Road, 3710. Actually, you know what?
Yes.
Is it something that I can set them up for tomorrow morning? Or is it something that they have to come get it now? Like when we make the claim?
Yes. That's how it works. I couldn't set it up tonight for them to come out first thing in the morning. You would have to call it in.
Yeah, first thing in the morning.
But I mean, all of the information is in now, so I can give you a call ID, and you can call in the morning and pick up where we left off at.
Okay, yeah, I am going to need a ride to the auto shop.
Okay. Okay, just let me know when you're ready for that call ID number. I'll give it to you.
Yep. And can you confirm that is everything within my insurance going to be covered within that? Within that tow?
Let me look into it. Let me look further into it. I have to look at the miles of the tow and see what you're covered for. I know you're covered
from my
15
house,
miles.
I know it says $75 worth of towing, and from my house to the place, it's saying it's
okay. So.
It's saying it's 24 miles.
Okay. So on my end, it says the coverage is for 15 miles. Your benefit covers you for 15 miles, but we calculated this tow is 24 miles. You're above your benefit by 9 miles. So anything after the 15 miles will be out of pocket. I wouldn't know the cost. They would have to get an estimate from the provider on how much they would charge for those 9 miles of tow.
Is there a way for you to find that out tonight?
I can search for a provider now and get an estimate for you.
Can we do that real quick? Because it's going to be like $50 or something stupid like that, then I need to just cancel. Roadside with you guys.
Yeah.
I was under the impression that it covered me for $75, which I would assume is a little bit more than a 15 mile tow.
Yeah,
like no, my paper says 15. My paper says $75, not a mileage. It doesn't give me a mileage.
Yeah. You probably would just have to. You might have to raise it. I don't know if you can with your insurance or not, because I just from doing calls and going through it, $75 is just the hookup fee, just out of pocket. Like if you didn't have any coverage, that they start off just to put the car on their vehicle. Yeah. Okay. But let me get an estimate for you for those 9 miles. I'll place you on hold. One moment.
Okay, thank you.